Folks, this wellspring can be in you, not become anything. I'm going to say that again because it's really got a lot to it. There's a wellspring in you, and it doesn't necessarily have to become an irrigation in your life. It doesn't have to become anything. He says here to her in verse 14, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain, a water springing up. And of course, the cross reference we read first, that's speaking of the Holy Ghost. I'm convinced that the reason we have such a lack in the royal priesthood today is they never became what God intended for them. How many of you know it's possible not to become what God intended? You can be dead right. You know, you're right on, but you're dead. You're damned up. You're clogged. You never became what God wanted you to become. Here he shows six ways this well was blocked. I'm going to show you six ways here quickly. If you'd look up, don't have to look down yet. There's six ways this well gets blocked up in our lives, and it's all sin. People live uptight lives because of sin. There's no other reason. You see, just because you didn't rob the bank or rape some poor girl down there or murder someone doesn't mean to say you don't have sin in your life. Christian, can I say this to my Christian friends? And I'm sure it's not you, but I want to say this. We in the churches of Jesus Christ have made the grossest of sins respectable and pious and acceptable and religious. And what we don't realize, they are as much a death trap as taking drugs. And that we love to say, oh, I'm not, you did what? I'll have nothing to do with you, and walk out and do seven things worse. You know, when you look at the six things God hates, none of the big sins are on them. And I always marvel at that. He hates people who cause division, discord, all kinds of stuff. But it's not murder or rape or robbing the bank or lying or stealing or cheating. None of that. I say that because in our super religious society, we can actually be highly respected and living over our heads in sin that is acceptable. I just looked at a magazine before I came in, and it's going to go in the trash when I get back. On my way out the door, just came in the mail from a very famous Christian organization. And on the back cover, on the left top corner, is the plan of salvation. Believe in Jesus and receive him as your Savior by faith. Pray this prayer. Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. I receive you by faith. And I said, the R word is missing. Mm-hmm. Totally. You won't get saved that way. And then I said to myself, I wonder if that's how he got saved and he's got an entire ministry. Mm-hmm. Folks, I want us to see six things that'll dam up that flow, because I do this, I'm throwing out a lifeline. Holy Spirit said, throw out a lifeline to your brothers and sisters. Some of us need a lifeline. Now, I have to be honest, to admit you need a lifeline. We'll get into that in a minute. Throw out a lifeline to them because they aren't becoming what the wealth's being supposed to produce. See, that's something I'm not going to do in your life, but something you have to do for yourself. I have to go into my corner and say, dear God, this thing in me, this wellspring, which you identify as the Holy Spirit, is supposed to become something in my life. Become equals change. How many of you know that?